Vâng.
So yesterday we have explained that you are put into such position in this material world. That we have to commit sinful activity. This is our purpose. Even if I do not want to do it, just like a man accustomed to steal, he is dictated from within, don't steal. Otherwise, why he goes at night to steal? He knows that this is not good. He does not steal openly, secretly, without any knowledge, because he knows that what I am going to do is not good. That's a fact. That's what sometimes it is called black. So, he's forced to do it. It was questioned by Arjuna to Krishna, how one man is forced to commit sinful activity. Krishna replied, Kama isa, Krodha isa, Rajaguna samudhavam. There are three modes of material nature, Satagun, Rajagun, Tamo. So, those who are in Tamagun and Rajagun, they are forced to commit sinful activity. Forced. There is no alternative. Therefore, we have to come. That's why we go to school, college for education. What is the purpose? That we are ignorant, we are illiterate, uneducated. That's why we must go to school to learn, to become enlightened. Similarly, from the lower animal status, were coming by evolution. And in the human form of life, especially in the civilized human form of life, the enlightenment is that one should come from the tamogun, rajogun to sattogun. That is required. Therefore, the Brahminical culture is so much adored in India to make one from the lower status of life to the higher status of life. That is very easily done simply by devotional service. That is stated here. Na adharmajam vidayam. Our heart is filled up with all dirty things. Adharma. And it is very difficult to purify the heart. But it is possible. Probably in the hard-hearted, stone-hearted rajagun tamagun can be melted, can be reformed. How? Isham Niriti Vaya. Isham. Isham means the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Angli means the lotus feet, Sivaya. This is what. In the Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing. Man who passes the path, Sitya, Jetisu, Papajani. Papajani, Punajani means the, according to the infection of the heart with different qualities of this material modes of nature. That is called papajani. One's heart is too much engrossed with tamagun, rajagun. They are lower grade, papajani. And gradually, one who is free from the tamagun, rajagun, is satagun. Of course, satagun is taking the platform of goodness. That is the only hope in this material world, that one has to come by endeavor to the satagun platform. Then the heart disease comes. It is the robe of kama. It is a heart disease. Kama means lusty desire, simply to enjoy senses. This is called kama. Nidrogo kama. Apunyati. So the Krishna consciousness movement means to cure the heart disease full with lusty desire. This is Krishna consciousness. And the perfection comes when annavilasita sunnam. No more any material desire. That is possible. Jangalam jāsāpuram lābhaṁ mannati nāpitaṁ tataha. If you get something, that something, jangalam jāsāpuram lābhaṁ, you are fully satisfied. That I don't want. Tāmin pitāthu varam na jāsi. Guru Maharaj said, he went to the forest to undergo severe austerity so that he can see Narayana and beg some benefit to get a greater kingdom than his father. He was insulted by his state mother. So the boy, son of a kshatriya, he determined that I shall have a better kingdom than my father. So he got it. By Krishna's grace, he got it at Dhruvaloka, the pole star, the very rich star. So he went for this purpose. Arthasi. Chatudvidha bhajante maas sukhi sinarjana. Arthasi. So he was in search after money. Dhruva Maharaj. And therefore, at 5 years old, he went to the forest The mother advised that Krishna can help you only, others cannot help. So he was a simple boy. He said, where is Krishna? Now, my dear child, I know that he is found in the forest. So he went to the forest. And he, very severely, Narada Muni tried to persuade him, no, you are simply a small child. Why you are so much infected with the insult given by your stepmother? So he said, no, I don't want your advice. If you can give me law, just talk of that. Don't talk of compromise. I'm not going. This is determined. This is determined. So he, actually within 6 months, he saw Narayana. But when he saw Narayana, then he all material features changed. He says, Jamin Kitaku, Baranglagat. I came to ask you for some benefit, material benefit. Now, by seeing you, I am so satisfied that I am no more in desires. This is the ultimate state. No more desires. We may begin with desire, but perfection is that when there is no more desire, that is the beginning of bhakti. Annavidasita sunna jnana karma ranabhritam anukullena krishnanasidhanam bhakti uttama. That is bhakti. No more desire. Here, na adharmajam tadhridayam. Adharmaja, so long our heart is compact with material desires, we have to take bath after bath to fulfill that desire. It is automatic. So how to become desireless? Not desireless, but no material desire. There is desire to go back to home, back to earth. That is natural. That is natural. To become a devotee, to desire like that is one thing. We cannot stop our desires. But desires have to be purified. Sarvapadhikinimuktam tatparatrena nirmalam. So this is the process of bhakti. Therefore, even one is infected with the lusty desire, tamaluha dayasthati, rajagun tamo. Rajagun tamo means lusty desire and greediness, tamaluha. So long we are influenced by the two material modes of nature, rajagun and tamagun, then we will be pushed for fulfilling our lusty desire and greediness. And that will help us to become implicated in sinful activities. If people are becoming implicated in sinful activities only for this kamaloba, is never satisfied, and his greediness increases, and he creates sinful life. So there is this prescription in the Shastra that if you are sinful, you do the prayaschitta atonement. Tapo dana, vrtadihi. Tapo tapasya, dana, and observing some vratas, vows, ritualistic ceremony. I recommend that. But here, the Vishnu-dutra says that actually by these processes, tapasya dana, snatajyam, kajyam evata, Krishna also says, yes, what is that part? I just forget. That's tapasya dana vrata. Just like one has taken sannyas. Sannyas means he has given up all the obligatory ceremonies. But Krishna says, that even if you have taken sannyas, you cannot give up these processes. What is that? Tapasya, dana and brahma. It is pavanani manishina. Even if you have become manishi, very exalted, very safe, you still you should continue this tapasya. And tapasya means voluntarily accepting some miserable condition. That is called tapasya. That's why they used to perform austerity in winter season to go deep into the water. When one tries to avoid water, tapasya means one goes, you have seen many persons, they are standing within the water and chanting that. This is tapasya. And in summer season, they signal fire all around and sit down. So these things are not possible at the present moment in the Kali Yuga. A little tapasya required. Without tapasya, you cannot be purified. That little tapasya we have prescribed, that rise early in the morning at 3:30, but they are so downtrodden, they cannot. Let me sleep 5 minutes more. I'll enjoy. Such downtrodden. They were performing activity standing in the water in winter season, and we are recommending, please rise early in the morning at 3:30, be prepared for Mangalaratri. It is very difficult. Let's see how much we have fallen. You cannot sacrifice, say, 15 minutes or half an hour sleep. We consider sleeping is very good enjoyment. I have seen in Western countries, they want to sleep so much. That is India. After 3 o'clock, daytime. There are many Indians also. They sleep after 3 o'clock, and then they prepare for going to the office. Big man, he goes to the office at 4 o'clock, when the office is going to be closed. That is the reason. I've slept so much, that is my life. I've eaten so much, that is my life. I've enjoyed extra so much, that is my life. He does not, the rascal does not know that he is becoming implicated for the next birth. If you have too much sleeping, then you become out. You know, the whole day they can sleep down. If you want to be naked, all right, if you become a tree, stand 5,000 years naked. If you want sex, all right, become a hog or a monkey. Nature is prepared to give you facilities. Purification needs to stop this low-grade life. Low-grade life is there, otherwise where from they are coming? These cats and dogs and other lower animals, where from they are coming? Karmana daivana sringa jantar deha upapatti. We are creating the facility for the next one. Karmana, that's what it has to be. Purified. That is called tapo. Tapo dibbam putrakajina suddhe. This is my dear boy. These are the instructed, his children. And my dear boy, just prepare yourself for tapasya. That is the whole Vedic civilization. Tapo dibbam. Tapasya for realizing God. This is the only business of the humans. Not any other business. Any other business will not help you. Otherwise everyone would have been very rich man. Everyone is trying whole day and night working. Does it mean that everyone is becoming villa like that? No. That is not possible. You can get only what is destined to be. Not more than that. You cannot get more than that. Therefore, has to say, the Saiva Heta of Prajati is a soul. The Saiva Heta of Prajati is a soul. Na Lambhate Jag Bhamatam Parajadha. We are, by the impelling of the material nature, Prakriti Kriyamanani Guni Karmanani Sarvasa, we are wandering throughout the whole universe in different types of bodies, in different planets. But we are not getting released. Therefore, our only business is to get released from this reputation of birth and death. Shastra, tapo the Shaiva Heta Prajati. You have become the inhabitants of the higher planet and you have become an ant, a small insect. This is going on. But you haven't got that release. Now you have got stress, you are a human being. Suppose it bumps. Now you engage yourself in that tapasya. Jaggadana tapakriya. Prakarjam. Prakarjam evata. Jagga, dana and tapasya. Krishna says, these things are not to be given now. That is human civilization. Jaggadana tapakriya. Now that jam, it must be done. So if you do not do that, then you are not human beings. We are losing the chance of becoming purified and again implicated in the cycle of birth and death. So these things can be very easily done, as it is said here. Tadapi isa hungri sevaya. Simply by dedicating yourself at the lotus feet of Isha, the supreme controller. Isha means control. Jagadisha. God's another name is Jagadisha. He is the controller of the whole universe. But isa hungri sevaya. That is the only way. So, that seva begins from tongue, sevanmukhi hi jivhadu. You can begin iso seva by the tongue. Sorry. Chanting Hare Krishna, that is also by tongue. Eating prasada. Very easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this easy program. So, don't deviate from this. Chant Hare Krishna, and take prasadam, make life simplified, and be happy. That is Krishna consciousness moment. Thank you very much.